on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11:02. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the White House says President Biden is not dropping out of the race. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says two reports about the president weighing his options in the coming days are false.
I saw that reporting. We were not given enough time to get back to that reporting, just a couple of minutes. And we asked the president. The president responded directly when asked about this question because we said that we would. And the president said it is no, it is absolutely false.
The New York Times and CNN say Biden talked with a key ally about concerns over convincing the public he's up for the job of president after his shaky debate performance. Governor Phil Murphy is unveiling a new AI tool for state employees. It's called NJAI Assistant and is said to offer a, quote, sandbox environment for State Department and agency staffers to use AI responsibly. They'll also be offered a training course to help ensure that any use of AI is safe, secure, and respects residents' privacy rights. The governor believes this initiative has the potential to build a better New Jersey. A suspect has been charged with murder in the death of a 25-year-old mother found shot to death in the stomach on Thursday. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says an investigation has determined that 35-year-old Maxwell Johnston of Manchester is responsible for her death. Bilheimer did not disclose the relationship between the two or a possible motive. Johnston is wanted by officials and is considered a fugitive from justice. Founded by former Rutgers University coach Fred Hill Jr., USA Garden State basketball fielded a team of 12 men's basketball players with jersey ties to compete against European pros on a 10-day overseas tour last month. Each member, team member and Ramapo College student-athlete Peter Gorman talks about what made them a tough matchup.
People from Jersey play with a chip on the shoulder and a different type of competitive nature.
The squad just got back to the States last week. They finished with two wins and a loss against stiff competition and got to enjoy a cruise as well. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's that holiday weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Monmouth Parks.
It's 11:05. Here's fast traffic.
Two accidents now on 109 North. One of them is in Elizabeth at North Avenue near Newark Liberty Airport. The left lane is closed, and then farther up the line on the Skyway, still have that right lane crash approaching Tunnelly Circle. Heavy delays in both directions. And 27, that should be opening up St. George's Avenue and Rahway following fireworks at the Rahway Cemetery between West Scott Avenue and West Grand Avenue. We also saw some delays in Highland Park in Middlesex County. We've got some fireworks shows going on tonight. In fact, exiting traffic on 35 North in Holmdel between Union Avenue, Centerville Road, and Poole Avenue following Union Beach fireworks. Crash on the Parkway North at 120. Southbound delays easing in toward exit 89 in Lakewood. 35 South still slow into Herbert Street in Maniloking. And as we go across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, we're looking pretty good at the George Lincoln and Holland. Again, just stay away from the Pulaski Skyway. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Chaport, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Your state.
It's the topics that matter to me.
Your voice.
They say what I'm thinking.
Your station. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Partly to mostly cloudy overnights. Will be warmer than recent nights. Lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm for the 4th of July. Thursday it will turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. Some spots will see a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. Much of the time, though, will be rain-free. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Still can't rule out a shower later Thursday nights. Otherwise warm and sticky. Lows in the mid to upper 70s. Very warm and humid Friday with a chance for a thunderstorm. High near 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Morristown, it's 71 degrees. Ewing is 72. Turnersville is 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.